Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Some of you will have tuned in before, some of you are regular listeners, and some of you may be tuning in for the very first time ever. If so, welcome aboard. How do you do? Pleased to meet you. Thanks for coming. So this is our first encounter, which is the theme of tonight's programme, First Encounters. First and last impressions are very important, disproportionately important even. So I promise to be on my very best behaviour and create a false impression. If you think about it, there can be two first impressions. Two? How's that? Well, T.S. Eliot wrote in one of his famous poems that we prepare a face to meet the faces that we meet. It is true, isn't it, that we prepare a face to meet the faces that we meet? How are you? Fine. Always we say fine, even if we're not. Well, we always do to people we are meeting for the first time. We might moan a bit more to folk we know a little better. So there is the first encounter at the superficial level, but there's also the second first encounter when we see under the skin, when we see behind the prepared face, when we see through the standard fine, and do so for the very first time. Both moments can even be during the first meeting, if we're quick to see behind the masks and understand body language and can read between lines.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your stars were the gifts you gave to the dark and the empty skies, my love, to the dark and empty skies.
That is so romantic, and when it comes to romance, many people believe in love at first sight, on first encounter. Their eyes met across a crowded room, and they just knew at that moment that they were one. Many of you will poo-poo that as sentimental slush of romantic pulp fiction from the moist-eyed fantasy world of Mills and Boone. Others of you will say, yes, I can vouch for it happened to me. In fact, I must confess that it kind of happened to sceptical me too. I was a very bachelor for many years, a really single man, a celibate priest of a minister, living alone in my big manse. Even my granny had given up matchmaking me. Then I was asked to be the best man at my cousin Alec's wedding. I remember my first encounter with the bridesmaid. We danced together as the best man and the bridesmaid are obliged to do. But I never dance. I can't dance. I won't dance. But somehow, on this occasion, I did dance, and danced again, and again, and danced all night, with the same partner, this mysterious new person, the bridesmaid, Patricia. I didn't even notice I was dancing, but folk who knew me, they noticed. They spotted the unusual behaviour. And now, we are happily married for over 20 years. It was a first encounter that changed the whole course of my life on earth and forever in heaven. So this next song is for you, Patricia, my lady in red. Actually, it was a softer shade of pink, but the same eye-opening, gobsmacking, life-changing revelation as Chris de Burgh sings about here.
Never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. Never seen you shine so bright. Never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. You're looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, all the highlights in your hair. Lady in red is dancing with me, cheek to cheek. There's nobody here, it's just you and me. It's where I wanna be. Shine so bright, you were amazing. Never seen so many people want to be there by your side. And when you turn to me and smile, you took my breath away. I have never had such a feeling of complete and utter love as I do tonight. Lady in red is dancing with me.
My lady in red.
You are listening to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, musing on first encounters and how important and life-changing they can be. You won't remember it, but your biggest life-changing first encounters must surely have been the moment that you were born, thrust out into a big good and bad world, gasping your first breath, having your bum scalped. No, just kidding. Imagine the very first time that you looked up and saw your mother's face looking down at you. Imagine the very first time that you noticed someone speak direct to you face to face. Imagine the very first time that you were conscious of someone touching you. And imagine the very first time that you became conscious of thinking thoughts and feeling feelings. And remember how good it felt.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Yeah, yeah. Stars when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine. It's a new day, it's a new life for me.
As we grow up, we experience all kinds of first encounters. Often they make us feel good, but often they do not leave us feeling good, like Nina Simone there. We have first encounters with the dentist, the nursery, the first day at school, the school bully, the teacher. Two roles which may or may not combine, of course. Growing up, we have first encounters with teething pains and growing pains and encountering the uphill and downhill experiences of life, as Dolly Parton remembers on Sugar Hill.
Up on Sugar Hill we go walking, hand in hand while the south wind blows. Bob White's calling, black crow's cawking, counting the warts on a toad in the road. Down in the mill pond, swimming naked, showing more than we should have shown. We were just kids, exploring nature, learning more than we should know. Shook, 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 Sugar Hill memories, stealing sugar on a mountainside. Shook, 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 Sugar Hill sugar, sweeter than candy and cake and pie. Oh, 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 a yellow dress draping off of my shoulder, seeing my picture for you and I. Shook, 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 Sugar Hill memories, stealing sugar on a mountain top. Shook, 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 Sugar Hill sugar, sweeter than ice cream and soda. Are happy, our memories fond. We still find it quite appealing to go to Sugar Hill as we're making in the pond. Shook, 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 Sugar Hill memories, stealing sugar on a mountain top. Shook, 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 Sugar Hill sugar, sweeter than ice cream and soda pop. Up on Sugar Hill there's a wealth of treasure. Down its memory lane I go walking still. What it means to me is more than I can measure. Golden moments on Sugar Hill. Up on Sugar Hill with the fireflies glowing, sound of candy bees and a whippoorwill, honeysuckle blooming and a mountain stream's flowing, the little spring of heaven on Sugar Hill. Up on Sugar Hill with the bob whites calling, black crows talking and the soft wind blows. Up on Sugar Hill the lovers talking. Up on Sugar Hill where the good times go.
As Dolly says, we experience first encounters with all kinds of people and situations throughout our lives. For example, with new friends, new family members, new workmates, new neighbours, new boyfriends and girlfriends. We encounter new jobs, new homes, new towns, new and unexpected adventures. We have first encounters with failure, with falling to temptation, grief, pain, seeing ourselves as others see us, unrequited love. We first meet real-life hypocrites, manipulators, tyrants. On the other hand, we also have our first encounters with people who show us kindness and love and acceptance, who give us a real feeling of belonging. We experience our first taste of success, or fame, or wealth, or power, or status. We have first encounters with real saints and heroes. The Bible is full of first encounters which shed light on our first encounters. For example, think about the unclean, untouchable, social outcast leper's first encounter with Jesus, which Don Francisco tells us about in this song.
Turn from my family, turn from my home. Lived like a beggar, wandered and roamed. My life was just hopeless till I heard his name. A prophet, they said, healed the sick and the lame. Well, to find him was easy, I followed the crowd, but I kept to the edges, crying out loud. Unclean, unclean, stay out of my path. I'm an object of scorn, I'm a vessel of wrath. There on the hillside he taught us that day. I never heard anyone say what he'd say. And then he was done, and his sermon complete. And I ran and I threw myself down at his feet. I said, Lord, if you're willing, I know that you can. Make me as clean as a natural man. I know you can do it deep down in my soul. Oh, Lord, if you're willing, Lord, please make me whole. A voice of compassion, he told me to stand. I'm willing, he said. And he reached out his hand. Be cleansed were the words that he spoke with a smile. And in an instant my skin was like that of a child. Now as time passes by, there is much we forget. But I'll always remember the day that I met Jesus the Lord and his first words to me. I'm willing. Even me, I'm willing to help you, I'm willing to heal. I've borne all your sufferings, I know how you feel. Your pain can be ended, my power is real. I will not deny you, I'm willing to heal. I'm willing to help you, I'm willing to heal. I've borne all your sufferings, I know.
Or how about Jesus' first encounter with Zacchaeus, the greedy, grabbing, corrupt tax collector in Jericho? After that brief encounter, Zac was a completely reformed character, as Alistair MacDonald explains.
Now Zacchaeus was a dirty wee man, aye, a dirty wee man was he, and he climbed into a sycamore tree, for he wanted the Lord to see. And as Lord Jesus passed that way, he looked into the tree, and he said, Zacchaeus, come down from there, for I'm going to your house for tea. Now Zacchaeus was a changed wee man when he came down from that tree. So never be feared to meet with the Lord, for he's there for you and me. I never be feared to meet with the Lord, for he's there for you and me. And if he can do it for a man like Zacchaeus, he can do it for you and me. Now when we Zacchaeus come down for the tree, just as happy as a bloke could be, he gave good money to the poor, saying, I'm a better man, you'll see. Cos I robbed the folk and it made me rich, but I'm finished with hypocrisy. I was ever brash for collecting cash, but the Lord has set me free. So never be feared to find the Lord, for he's there to set us free. And if he can do it for a man like Zacchaeus, he can do it for you and me. I'll never be feared to find the Lord, for he's there for you and me. And if he can do it for a man like Zacchaeus, he can do it for you and me. Aye, if he can do it for a man like Zacchaeus, he can do it for you and me.
Time doesn't allow us to go into details about the paralysed man's first encounter with Jesus, but he got up and walked away carrying his mat. Or the dead daughter of Jairus, who opened her eyes to see Jesus smiling at her. Or the dying thief on the cross next to Jesus, who saw something in this stranger which made him believe that he would be with him forever in paradise. So have you had your first encounter with Jesus yet? How was it for you? Saul of Tarsus got struck down blind on the road to Damascus, but in that moment he got an eye-opener. His life changed forever. He became St. Paul. Our greatest first encounter of all first encounters, still awaits each of us. It will be when we get to heaven's gates and for the first time we see Jesus face to face. Here's Don Francisco to tell us about it. So bye for now, and God bless you until our next encounter.
And as I turn to see the voice that spoke to me, before me I see seven golden lampstands, and the Lord, the Son of Man, in the midst of them he stands. His head and hair were white as snow, and from his eyes a searing fire. His voice is like the torrents as they roar. His right hand holds seven stars. The words he speaks are razor sword, razor swords. And his face is shining like the sun. And when I beheld him, I fell like a dead man at his feet. Felt his hand upon me, and he said to me, do not be afraid. I am the first, I am the last. I was dead, but now behold and see, I am alive, and forever I will be. These things are true, as ever truth shall be. The keys of Hades and of death belong to me. I am alive, and forever I will be. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I am the first, I am the last. I was dead, but now behold and see. I am alive, and forever I will be. These things are true, as ever true.